You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, listen, before we get into the subject we want to talk about right now, I do want to throw in one quick food thing that I saw that I'm wondering if you saw this morning. Did you see the story about the fast food workers who are sharing the best things on their menus that no one ever orders or knows about?
Hands down, I got to try the Wendy's one.
Thank you. That's the one that jumped out at me.
You can order this?
They have all these different things listed on there. Like, for instance, Popeyes has an apple pie. They said people don't seem to know about it, but it's deep fried like the old Mickey D's ones used to be.
Stop teasing.
Mm-hmm.
The Subway one's good. It's like a pizza sandwich, chicken sandwich you can order or something.
There you go.
Chicken pepperoni marinara sauce. It's on the registers, but not on the menu.
They say if you want a Big Mac for a fraction of the cost, you can order what they call the cheap Big Mac. It's a McDouble with no mustard or ketchup, and you add shredded lettuce and mac sauce. And if you do that, you're getting essentially a Big Mac, but it doesn't cost as much.
The cost of the McDouble, which is like, what, a buck or something?
Yes. And that is a great little hack right there.
It is. Oh, but
the one
Wendy's.
That Jeremy and I are freaking out about is Wendy's. Apparently, you can order a side of melted cheese. And then you get that, and you can dip your nuggets in there or your fries. I mean,
or your fingers.
Or whatever else you want to put in there. That's
yeah, oh my
you.
Goodness.
I mean, there's this whole thing about, you know, dipping your fries in your Frosty, but to hell with that.
A cup of melted cheese. I'm going to roll through and just order two of those and go on my way. Yeah, I'll take 2 cups of melted cheese. Anything else? Nope.
How did I not know about this?
I don't know. I've never heard of that. That's fantastic.
Hey, it was funny. So we just thought we would throw that in there really quick. So a couple of days ago, we were talking. I might have been when we were playing Rattle Off or The Mindbender. I can't remember. But we had a listener named John. He was from Littleton. And he said something about, you know, my kids will probably do something stupid. So we even said, what's the last stupid thing your kid did? This guy was very charming, and we thanked him for giving us a segment for our show because we want to ask Dom and Jeremy listeners, what's the last stupid thing your kid did? Or if you want to make it the most stupid thing they've ever done, that's fine too.
Sure.
Jeremy has posted this onto our Facebook page.
Three great ones came in our messenger. I want to read to you here in a second. Off the top of my head, you know, I got two young kiddos. They're actually quite bright. So I was digging to find out what was something stupid they did. The only thing I can think of was Reed, and I don't remember what age he was. He was fairly young, so I kind of have to give him a hall pass a little bit. But, you know, I'm a handy guy, so I'm always outside painting or doing something with a paintbrush, staining, yada, yada, yada. Well, I was in the garage getting stuff ready to paint or something, and there was a paintbrush laying on the ground. It was a brand new one. And I remember Reed walking over and grabbing that paintbrush and then walking across the garage to my brand new Jeep Wrangler that I think I had had for 2 weeks or something, brand new. And if you envision a paintbrush, you know, you got your handle, then you go up on that handle and it's got that metal ring kind of around it that's holding all the bristles in.
Yeah.
Well, he started taking that paintbrush and going up and down on the side of the Jeep like he was painting it. Oh, that's cute. He's helping. He's painting the Jeep. Well, the thing is,
there was no paint on the brush, people.
No paint on the brush, like I said.
It was just cute.
Brand new brush. Brand new brush that he picked up. But that metal ring was going up and down and up. Been down on the side of the door to the new Jeep going scratch, 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 scratch.
Great.
No! What are you doing?
Fantastic.
The few that rolled in on...
what you get for buying a Wrangler, though.
I know. So. Well, I only kept it about a year because it was gutless. The thing was so slow. I'll give you... we can go through all three of these, I guess, that came in on Messenger. Then you guys can call us with yours. Rachel wrote in and she said, my kid took the vacuum cleaner dirt canister and emptied it into the kitchen sink, then ran the water to make it go down the drain.
Oh,
clogged up the entire main line of the house. What goes with these kids?
You know what? Time to call plumb line.
Clear that main line. Christy says, my kid wanted to paint the dog's nails because they saw it on some stupid TikTok video. She ended up getting blue nail polish all over the dog's nails and the dog's fur. The dog then ran into the house and got blue nail polish all over the carpet. I had to buy throw rugs to cover up the messes, stayed on the carpets for about 10 years until I finally had them replaced.
I just want to say, when we come back, I have to tell the story, one of the stories that I remember from my son that is very similar because it involved a dog and the dog in the house doing something, but I'll save that. What else?
You know who she should have called, Dom? Zero Res. Rick wrote in. He said, I went outside. Well, he said, boys, good morning, first of all. I went outside to find my son and his buddies packing the exhaust pipe on his car with bananas. And he wrote, yeah, boys, bananas. Then they were revving the car and blowing squished bananas all over the side of my house. Guess who was in charge of painting the house that summer? Love the show. Thanks, Rick.
That's like the scene from Beverly Hills Cop.
I don't know
I ain't
that
falling
one.
Falling for no banana and no tailpipe.
Pardon me. So there you go. There's three to start us off right there, stupid kids.
And the first one we're talking with today is Maya. Maya, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hello.
Hello. What do you got for us? What was the last stupid thing your kid did?
For me, mine is the most stupid thing. And my daughter, she's 2.5, and she actually... we have a bunch of VHSs, and we actually collect them. So my kids love them, and her favorite one is this, like, original Barbie Rapunzel VHS.
Whoa, oh, that's my favorite, too.
That Jeremy loves that one. He talks about it all the time.
What are the odds?
Mm-hmm.
What'd she do to it?
Well, she would carry it around with her everywhere, and then she started to get obsessed with purses. And she figured out how to open the top up and pulled the tape out to use it as a strap, like a purse.
You know what? I like that. That's pretty creative.
I can't get mad at
that. Pretty creative.
It's showing some ingenuity. So
yeah, and it's probably time you get rid of some of those VHS tapes now. Anyway.
Yeah, that was the universe talking to you.
Yeah,
Maya.
It's time to go digital. How many VHS tapes do you have?
Over 300.
Huh.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, well. Hey. Different strokes, man.
You bet. Hey, listen, thank you for listening and for calling. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You guys too.
Bye.
Thanks, Maya. Here comes Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you, boys?
Super. Aww.
We're so good. We can't stand it. What's your story?
Well, I came home from work one day. My husband had been home with my son, and he had warned me he was acting a little weird. So when I got home, he kept going to the sink and spitting. He was in preschool. And I was like, what is going on, buddy? And he's like, finally, after an hour, he was like, what would happen if someone swallowed a toy? And I said, well, did you swallow a toy? And he said, no. And I said, did you swallow something else? And he said, a penny.
A penny?
And so, we went to Kaiser and... they x-rayed him, and it was stuck in his throat,
which
is why he was spitting.
Yeah.
It's funny now. It wasn't really funny at the time, but the x-ray was pretty epic. Like, it was very just stuck there.
It is.
And so when I asked him later, after, I said, what were you doing? And he's like, playing with the cat? What game were you playing with the cat? And should I worry about the cat?
Right. Time to go x-ray the cat.
Yeah,
oh. So. Well, he's doing good, though, huh?
Now he's 7, but...
Yeah,
but wait a minute. So how did the penny, finally go down and then pass, if you know what I mean? Or did they get it back up? What happened?
No, they had to go in and actually take it out.
Did you
how
save
it? How
did they
it? Do that?
So we saved it. They just did the little, like, probe thing and went down.
A little probe thing, Dom, and they suck it out.
My goodness.
Pull it out.
Why didn't the penny go all the way down? What made it stick?
I don't know. It literally just got lodged. Like, the x-ray is perfect.
It's just stuck
there. Would you be open to taking a picture of the x-ray and sending it to us?
I will totally send it to you guys.
Yeah, we got
to
see that.
And do we have your permission to post it on our Facebook page?
Go for it.
Oh, you're the best. Send it to us. Send us a private message or whatever on Facebook, Dom and Jeremy, and we will get that on the page because I want to see the picture.
Perfect. Yeah, it's pretty epic.
Michelle, thanks.
Well, thank
Have a fun
guys.
Weekend.
Thank you.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
God, that's cool. I want to see it.
I know.
Here's Saren. Good morning, Saren. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what's the story?
So this is during remote schooling. So my child was playing outside during his break, and I go to look outside. My car's parked right there, and I see what looks to be big, long scratches and on my windshield. And I go out there and look, and there's all these feet prints, and he had cracked my windshield by walking on it and dropping whatever he was carrying on my windshield.
What a goofy kid. Why was he doing that?
I have no idea. I asked him. He actually went and hid for a minute. Something bad, and he had no answers for me. Oh,
yeah. How old was he at this time?
He was 7.
Oh, that's great. That's
funny.
I'm glad you called. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too, boys. Thanks.
See you. Thank you. I had a friend, speaking of walking on cars, you know the whole thing about surfing on
moving cars
and stuff? Yeah. And I always thought that was just something in the movies and such like that. But I had a friend of a friend who had a teen, they had just gotten their license, and they were out with a couple of buddies and thought it would be if they put one of them on the hood. Not on the top, but on the hood of the car. And they said, we weren't going that fast. But the kid fell off, landed, broke both forearms.
So
the kid was in the cast, both arms, because they had been surfing on the hood of the car.
Oh, man.
And on one hand, I was like, oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry about that. On the other hand, I'm like, talk about a life lesson.
Yeah.
I mean...
And then
None
on the other hand,
in that whole,
you're like, that
no
sounds kind
hand.
Of funny and kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Time for one more. It's Jen. Good morning, Jen. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
So the last stupid thing your kid did, what do you got?
It's so hard to choose because I have a house full of children and they all do stupid things all the time. But when my son was about, probably 9 or 10, he took a baseball bat, big aluminum baseball bat.
It's already a good story.
So far, yeah.
Yeah.
What'd he hit?
A yoga ball. But he hit it straight up and down. And the bat came right back up and hit him square in the middle of the face.
I can see it right now. So thunk, and then back up right into the face. Did he break anything?
No, but the goose egg was epic.
I bet.
He tried the baseball on his head.
That is good. Pretty good.
I hope
pretty
you kept pictures good. Of that, too. So,
this one, my children will never let him live down. And then he tried to blame it on somebody else, of course.
Sure, yeah. It's always someone else's fault.
Jen, we appreciate you. Thanks for being on the show. Have a great day, okay?
Have a great morning.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and... Did we get any more that you want to read that were sent in?
I can give you just 3 quickies. Penny says the kid backed the car up into a tree stump, put a giant hole in the car.
Perfect.
Elise, her kiddo licked the handrail at the zoo, got bacterial tracheitis, whatever that is. It doesn't sound good.
God.
And then Nicole said her kid jumped off the top bunk of his bunk bed and hit his head on the damn ceiling fan, as she put it. Of course, it was on, and he had to get a few stitches. Didn't plan out that one, did you?
That is great. It's always a lot of jumping stuff like that, whether it's jumping off furniture. I remember when I was in 3rd or 4th grade, there was construction going on just down the street from us where they were building a new house.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of us kids, it had to be like 8 or 9 of us, got into the works, and none of the workers were there. And we went up to the 2nd floor, and there was a sand pit down below this walkout balcony thing.
It's begging to be jumped into.
They hadn't finished putting all the walls up, but the concrete was set for the little patio from the 2nd floor down into a sand pit.
Whee! Did you do it?
Oh, yeah. And I did the thing where you land, and my head came down into my knee.
That's great.
And blood was everywhere. And I'm running down the street back to the house, with blood just pouring out.
Just follow the trail to find the kid.
my mother's like, what? She thought I got in a fight. She's like, what happened?
No, my knee, mama. It hit in my face. Oh, mama.
But how can you, as a kid, resist jumping?
You got to.
Something like that. You know,
you just don't know what's underneath it, you know?
Oh, man. That's great.